Welcome to the Grappling Grappling Rewind Podcast.
Welcome to this week on the Grappling Rewind Podcast. I'm your host, Maine, here joined with my co-host,
Ryan Stark.
How you doing, Ryan? You always give your full name every time you say your name.
Yes, I don't know why I do that.
It's like, I'm Maine. Maine Miller. Yeah. This is Ryan Stark.
Yeah, it is weird. Probably from work. I guess I'm so used to saying my
full
name.
Dude, I do it
too
at work, so, but like, on the podcast, I'm just Maine.
You're just better.
Just some asshole that talks about jiu-jitsu every week. So this week, we are going to talk about 2018 IBJJF Nogi Worlds and the domination that was Gordon Ryan. We're going to talk about a bunch of other stuff, all the pretty much the black belt matches for the men and the women in the adult division, and go through all those finals matches, all the semifinals matches, and really talk about the ones that we found most interesting and the ones you should go back and rewatch, as well as talk about some of the implications beyond this, and generally talk about this major event in jiu-jitsu. There's no preview section this week because next week is Christmas, so we are going to do a top 10 show of the
Sweet.
Year. That'll probably be Emil and I, or you can come on too, Ryan, if you want. You can submit your top 10 list for the top 10 matches of the year.
Nice.
So that'll be coming out next week. Yeah, let's get into it.
That's going to be an awesome show.
So in grappling news, there's really no news this week. Pretty much just IBJJF Worlds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got news?
No. I was going to say, so much grappling, it's hard to have news in there. So it's like 3 days of stuff going on.
I competed for the first time in like a year, and I blew my other knee out.
Sweet.
So that was good. We'll talk about that at the end of the show a little bit.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
bore
good.
You guys with that. But and I have a brace on the other leg. So, yeah, it's the exact same injury on the other leg now.
Yeah.
So now I have two bad knees.
That's.
And so instead of like keeping that quiet for the next like 3 months like I did last time, it happened this weekend, and you hear about it this weekend.
Breaking news.
And breaking news. My leg went
literally. And figuratively.
Dude, it went pop, and I was like, oh, well, that sucks.
And I just stopped.
Stopped the match, and the ref looked at me like, what happened? I was like, my knee popped. And he went, oh, you need a medic? I was like, no, and I hobbled my ass off the mat, and I was like, Jesus. Just shame. I was like, cool. This is the same ligament I just healed in the other leg.
Did you know right away?
Oh, immediately. Yeah. It was a similar motion.
Yeah.
I went to lift the guy, and then I pinched my knees together so hard, I basically heel hooked myself again.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know when you're stupid, you remember something? And then it happens again, you're like, I did that again.
Yeah, especially in a tournament, you're doing something so aggressively. It's like, it's easy to injure yourself or
but
other
but it was
people.
The second division. It was the gi division.
Yeah, you made it through
third,
no gi.
I got third
nothing
no gi.
Stick on, maybe. That's why you do well.
Yeah, I got a...
Like your feet don't get stuck, I mean.
Yeah. I heel hooked a guy, and I ran and choked a guy, and then Malachi Edmund choked my ass out.
That was a that was an awesome short choke when that guy's spinning, when you went to take his back. It looked like you were high, but then you almost just like... got your hooks in and the choke at the same time.
Yeah, I did.
And like short choke, belly down. That was a cool choke.
Yeah, I'll post it on Instagram because it was fun.
Yeah.
At Maine Does Jiu-Jitsu is where that little video of me doing stupid jiu-jitsu will be up there.
That was cool.
So let's get into IBJJF Worlds.
Let's do it.
So onto our onto our recap of the 2018 IBJJF Nogi Worlds, which is the redheaded stepchild of the Nogi community, as you can't reap or heel hook.
Yeah.
And Gordon Ryan was like, fuck it. I'm going to win anyway.
Yep.
So, where do you want to start? You want to start with, just start with that division, Ultra Heavy?
Yeah, let's do Ultra Heavy first.
All right, so the fun division that everyone was looking at. Dude, there's been more press on Gordon Ryan this last week than I've ever seen on any grappler ever.
Yeah, I agree.
He is now the LeBron, the Michael Jordan of this sport. I've never seen so many jiu-jitsu outlets at the same time just posting this stuff about the same guy. It's crazy.
It goes to show how popular he is because there's so many big names here, and they were all looked at as kind of chasing Gordon Ryan because he's like the North Star everybody's looking to beat.
Dude, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And he was able to do it. This is his second this is his second IBJJF competition at Black Belt. Think about that. Like, he won Pans, and then he got double gold at Nogi Worlds without reaps or heel hooks.
He seems to be very intelligent because of the way he always talks about rules. He posts videos every once in a while on Instagram about like certain rule sets. I think he's really good at that and allows him to adjust his game to each tournament style.
Yeah, he talks about the reaping position here and how he can use it. And then he talked about like low percentage stuff, about he doesn't like certain entries, so he's going to use the certain saddle entries to like sweep and invert, and he's not going to go for submissions off them because he doesn't think there's anything high percentage from those positions. So it was really interesting. He has a couple of interviews. He has a ton of stuff out right now. So where do you want to start? You want to start in the semifinals or the finals, or how do you want to break this down? So this is your first major event you've had to cover for the show, Ryan.
Yes.
And you're telling me before the show, you're like, how do you do this? I'm like, you just turn on the blinders and you just watch jiu-jitsu for like 2 days straight.
Yeah, that's something too I could rant and get really upset about is, if we want to make jiu-jitsu watchable, we need something better than close enough as, I guess, the flow zone mat, where they just change the cameras to like the important mats. No human being alive can pick through 12 mats or flip back and forth between tabs to try to find whatever person you're looking for on the IBJJF bracket.
It's
and
hard,
then go
Ryan.
Back to the mat.
It's hard.
That shit is ridiculous.
Yeah, I've done it for a year and a half now.
That
almost.
Shit is ridiculous.
It is insane.
Make it watchable.
Make it watchable again. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Or,
so welcome, welcome to covering jiu-jitsu.
Time it so that it, you like can figure out when the important, not to be shitty, but the important divisions or the very watchable divisions can all like run at once and run smoothly. Something like that.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about, you know, watching blue belts mostly.
No, purple belts.
Yeah.
No,
not
brown
to
belts.
Be a dickhole,
no.
Sometimes, but like. Usually.
Look, I love all the belts.
Yeah.
Not equally, but I love them all.
Yeah.
There's a reason why we cover the black belts on the show. Those are the showcase guys. Those are the showcase women that we want to like see the most about.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why we started with the ultra heavy, because it's the division everyone's talking about. It's the division like if you're listening to the show, you probably want to hear about, and then we'll talk about the other divisions, you know, later in the show.
Right.
But we start with the one that everyone wants to talk about because it's has the most exciting stuff in it.
Yep.
Like Cyborg repeatedly punching Gordon Ryan in the face with his forearm.
Repeatedly.
Repeatedly.
Yeah.
He did it so much he got DQ'd.
Yeah.
So
a mixture of slapping and stalling. Yeah.
So ultra heavyweight for the male black belts, we have Gordon F. Ryan III. In first place, we have Yuri Samos. In second place, and we have Max Jimenez in third place. So there is no second, third place here. Basically, Cyborg should be the dual. What do they call that in jiu-jitsu? The dual. Is there's two third place bronze medalists in combat sports. Boxing does it. Jiu-jitsu does it. Judo does it. So typically, when you have a division that has four people or more, you have a first, a second, and you have two third places.
I was wondering.
Because Cyborg got DQ'd for disengagement and punching Ryan in the face, that he didn't get, you get DQ'd. You don't get a medal. So Ultra Heavy only has three people on the podium.
Crazy.
Which I thought was kind of funny.
Yeah.
So what match do you want to start with? You want to start with the Cyborg match in the finals, or you want to talk about another match in this division as well?
What do you want to do? You want to start? You want to start and go backwards?
Let's start and go backwards.
There's a couple cool matches, but yeah, let's start with the most important one first.
The Shab shutdown happened with the Cyborg match.
Shutdown. Yeah,
dude, that's been memed everywhere. Gordon Ryan has been posting so many memes. Of this match.
Yeah.
And you showed me one that made me laugh super hard. It was a bunch of geometry.
That's right.
Like shapes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Geometry.
And there was one, and it shows a picture of Cyborg smacking Ryan in the face, and it's like hectagon, rectangle, triangle, respectagon.
Yeah.
And it shows
him
getting smacked in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
And I lost. We had to stop. We were doing like a mic test at the beginning of here, and I had to stop the recording because I was laughing so hard at that.
That was a great one. That was awesome.
So it was not a good finals match. A lot of disengagement. Cyborg really didn't really seem like he wanted to engage Ryan in that position, and he was really hell-bent on passing in a certain way, and Ryan was forcing him to pass onto the other side, and he just wasn't willing to do it. It was a really interesting match from a gamesmanship perspective.
Yeah, it looked like Cyborg just knew that he wasn't going to win, but decided to take the whole 10 minutes to just make sure he got in like as many collar ties as he could.
That's kind of what it looked like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it really looked like he was like, all right, I'm not going to pass. This is difficult. I'm going to slap the shit out of him until somebody...
And then he got DQ'd with like 3 seconds left. He basically like collar ties him. And honestly, he put up a really nice, like an apology. It was basically like, look, I got ahead of myself. He's talking tons of shit. I got a little upset.
Yeah.
I collar tied him too hard and, you know, I got DQ'd. You know, props to the guy doing a good job. It was honestly like a good apology. I'm not going to read off the apology.
Shake his hand. He was
super
frustrated.
He didn't shake his hand. We understand that. Like, the guy's been talking mad shit, and then stalls you out, and, like, you can't get past his guard. You can't get points on him. He has 2 points because you got the penalties against you, so he beats you.
Yeah.
And now it's like everything you didn't want to happen just happened. You couldn't stop it. He's frustrated.
Yeah.
I understand it. But he posted an apology, and it is what it is. And these guys have met each other before. I've met each other in ADCC, met each other at Worlds. We'll see these guys again.
Yeah.
And I think it'll go a similar way, but you never know.
Yep.
So that match happened. Gordon Ryan's on the champion. You want to talk about this is the first Yuri Samos match.
Okay.
So these guys
the 11 met 11-0 or 2 or whatever
it
was.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, okay.
So these guys met at the semifinals, and Gordon Ryan looked amazing versus Yuri.
He did. Awesome passing.
He put up 11 unanswered points on Yuri Samos.
Yeah. That was the first one. I thought the second one was going to be dominant as well. Obviously, we'll get to that a little bit later, but this one was flawless Gordon Ryan, as always.
Yeah, just looking great.
Yeah.
And Max Jimenez takes third. And any other matches you want to talk about in this? Aaron Johnson. Tex Johnson got really frustrated during his match with who was it? Was it yeah, it was versus Jimenez.
Oh, really?
And dude, he got frustrated.
Yeah.
And he was pissed. He was like yelling at the ref after the match.
Damn.
Yeah, it was
what happened?
I couldn't tell. I watched the end of the match, and I couldn't exactly tell what was happening, but he basically yelled at the match and then got a penalty at the end because he was yelling at the ref after, and he was like, fuck this, and just kind
of
like,
I think that's
off.
One of the ones I missed, oddly enough, where I skipped around just trying to find the right match.
Yeah.
But,
oh, other thing in this division, we had Muhammad Ali having to pull out due to a rib injury.
That's what I was going to mention before we jumped forward. That would have changed things.
Oh, yeah.
Probably not.
I don't think it would change things, but I think that...
Probably not the outcome. But.
Yeah, I was reading some stuff online, and honestly, I was looking at kind of these two's matchup, and everyone was like, yeah, Muhammad Ali's game doesn't translate as well to Nogi. Like, he is much more of a grip-dependent guy. Like, look at all his judo stuff. Like, don't get me wrong, he's amazing in Nogi, but he is definitely more of a gi guy. His game is catered more around to the gi, and I think Ryan, with how Ryan looked here, probably would have taken it again.
Yeah, I just think he's so athletic, it would have made Gordon a little more tired. It would have just been somebody he had to, just another
he
body to go
He definitely
would
have worn him down. We might have got a different Gordon Ryan in the open class, but dude, it sucks. I hope that we see him back, and I hope his ribs heal up, because he is such an exciting guy to watch. We saw him recently on Black Belt CBD versus Rodolfo Vieira. I love watching Muhammad Ali compete, so I hope he heals up really quickly, and we see him back in this back in the ultra-heavy division again.
I assumed he was injured, or something was up. I just thought he was gassed or something.
He looked weird
when
in the
he
first
went
match.
Against, was that, is that Hansen? Is that what that says at the end? Because it showed, like, Leslie on IBJJF.
Yeah.
But,
John Leslie Hansen.
Okay, John Leslie. Okay. Oh, so it's both. It's all of them. All the above.
It gives you all the three names.
Okay. So I just want to make sure I wasn't, like, calling him by his middle name or something. Nobody knew who the hell I was talking about.
Yeah.
So anyway, he had really good X-guard positions on Ali, like two X-guard positions where I thought he was going to either take the back or come up and sweep. And what I think was happening was that Ali's rib was hurt, so he couldn't kind of athletically just step around and push things out and move
as well.
That's
usually
how
he passes that.
So he was kind of stuck. Yeah. And I thought he was just, I was like, why are you settling? It just looked a little off. So for him to be injured, it kind of made sense to me. Not to take anything away from Leslie, but he usually just breaks out of that shit and just keeps passing.
We would have seen Ryan versus Ali in the second round there. And so he pulls out. Gordon gets the free bye into the semis, basically.
Yeah.
And that's rough to give. Anytime you give a high-level guy like that a bye into a next round, it's always tough.
Yeah, especially after Gordon's first match.
Yeah. Want to talk about that match, too?
I guess.
Dude put up – Gordon Ryan put up 47 unanswered points on a guy and then submitted him in, like, 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Like 6.5 minutes, something like
that. He was just sitting there. The dude was face down in what with my daughter we call tummy time. And he was just like sitting there with the seatbelt, taking his hook out and putting his hook back in and just racking up points.
And I was like, is he warming up? It looked like a dude warming up. I didn't know what he was in. Eventually he gets the choke and he gets the arm or the choke.
It was the arm.
It was the arm. He gets the arm.
Yeah.
And it was like, dude put up 47. Because with Josh a while back, Josh put up 102 unanswered points on me once.
Really?
Took him a little under 15 minutes to do.
Okay.
And Gordon Ryan was able to do 47 points in under 7 minutes. That's... So that's about on pace for what Josh would beat my ass to.
That's like, how long ago was that, though?
It was probably...
2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I wish not. It was probably like 6 months ago.
Okay.
Josh and I, we had this big discussion about like how long would it take to score 100 points on someone and like who could do it and who the first guy to be to score 100, not unanswered, just 100 points. And Josh was like, I wonder. And then he beat my ass to a soundtrack for 15 minutes to see how long it would take.
Just pass in mountain and stuff?
Or... Just whatever he wanted to do. Yeah. He just did it repeatedly. Mm. So that does it for that division. Want to move on to super heavy?
Let's do it.
All right. So tons of no-shows in this division.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We had three guys pulling out of this division. We had Patrick Gaudio pulling out of the division. He was a no-show. We had Luis Fernando Panza, basically Panza pulling out, no-show. We had Hulk pulling out, no-show. So in the finals, we have Kanan Duarte takes this division. We have James Popolo in second. We have Andrew Elliott Kelly in third. Again, a division where you only have three in the finals.
Yep.
So super strange division. Duarte takes that one. Is there any particular match we want to talk about in this bracket? Other than it's good that Duarte looks like a goddamn world beater. I think this is his first black belt title.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Yep.
Because he's only been a black belt for...
he's really good. I love watching him compete. And been watching him since brown belt when everybody... He was already hunting black belts. He was already doing well. I didn't know how well. It's awesome to see people jump and do so well in the black belt division.
Yeah. Because some guys never make that transition.
Yeah.
Usually the top guys do. Honestly, if we're serious about that.
Yeah.
Most times, like, your top level brown belts always are able to make that jump to high level black belt competition. But... You never quite know. With Duarte, you're like, I think he's gonna fucking do it.
Yeah.
And then at Pans, like, Keenan got a hold of him, and it was a close match, but Keenan got him. And then here, he gets a black belt world title.
Yeah,
which is amazing. Like, your first year at black belt, your first outing at a world championship level for IBJJF, you get the title.
Yeah.
So I foresee we're gonna continue to see pretty amazing things out of Duarte.
Absolutely.
And that whole rest of the whole Atos squad.
Yeah, they're all super. Just I always could, like, describe them as being sturdy. Their whole squad is just hard to take down. Good at gi, good at no gi. Just
thick as fuck.
All really good and just strong as hell. Yeah.
Yeah. So anything you want to talk about the match, or just move on?
Just move on.
All right. So moving on to the heavyweight division, we have Timothy Michael Spriggs taken first. We have Jackson Souza Dos Santos taking second. We have Thiago Sá Silva taking third. And we have Devontae Johnson taking third as well. I was going to say taking fourth, but there's two third places.
Yeah.
Always throws me off.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about two third places? I think that's weird.
It's weird, but I don't know. I go back and forth. Every 6 months, it's like, it's weird. And then I look at him like... But you're making guys fight for a consolation medal. Like, I had to fight for a consolation medal this on Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's kind of weird. It's like, we both, I don't know, I like it and I don't like it. In all honesty, it's kind of how the sport runs. It's how judo runs. It's how most combat sports run. Especially for these kind of brackets, I kind of do appreciate that you don't have to fight for a third place. You don't have to have a consolation match. Like, you know you've already lost. You don't both have to lose. One guy doesn't have to lose again.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, one guy doesn't have to win again. It's like, okay, you both got third. You both lost. It gets it so you only have to take one loss in an event. And I do kind of appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where I see it. That's kind of, it's always been a little weird to me, but the more I do jiu-jitsu, the more I kind of understand it, especially for larger brackets like this.
Yeah.
Or if guys are going to go to the open class.
That's true.
So.
I think I like it that I don't mind that it's there, but I would hate to get one.
Oh, yeah, no. I would fucking hate to get, like...
It's like a half of a medal.
Dude, I got
you a... You should get a half.
You should get the half.
That would be awesome. Half place. A bronze. Two people get each half. That would be awesome.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So, anything else we're talking about here?
The Spriggs got a decision. He won by decision. So, that was like, anytime you know there's a decision, it's either really boring or they're both hustling. And they were definitely both hustling.
Yeah.
So, that was a really fun match to watch.
Yeah, another cool thing happened in the division was Devontae Johnson, another young guy, new black belt, takes third.
Yeah, I was just looking at that too. That is awesome to see him do so well. He's been coming up much quieter, I feel like, than anybody else. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I just feel like most people don't know about him, but he's been good for a long time.
Dude, you've got to know. He's from Unity, man. You've got to know about him. He's on school now, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he's been a monster.
Yeah, he's growing a really – it's like a – it yeah, always
he's got
looks
a good
packed.
Kids program,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, great kids program. Yeah. That's impressive whenever I see people who can grow a school and continue to win. That's got to be tough.
Yeah, and he's super young, too.
Yeah.
I want to say he's like early 20s or something.
Yeah.
So, again, I foresee big things – from him in the future.
Yeah.
He's a guy that I can see getting a little more experience, getting a little more, like, watching him at backstage fight to win, he was just yelling, like, amping himself. I'm like, oh, this dude's ready to go.
Oh, okay.
And then we interviewed him, and it was, like, super pleasant guy, super nice to talk to.
Yeah.
I'm like, god damn, it's, like, so weird to watch these guys just flip that switch and be on the level. So, super cool. Let's move on from the heavyweights. Let's move on. Do you want to go down or you want to go all the way down? Where do you want to go?
Yeah, let's go down.
All right. Where do you want to go to?
Let's start with the first. Where is it?
Hanger?
Yeah.
You want to go medium heavy?
Yeah.
Or middleweight?
Yeah, let's go middleweight.
Let's go. This is medium heavy.
Oh, medium heavy.
This is super confusing on audio now.
Whatever the hell you're on.
So, medium heavyweight had two brackets, had a bunch of brackets, and they start to get big here. So, we had Josh Hanger versus Kit Dale in the quarters, and that was a slow match.
Yeah, it absolutely was.
And so for this division, we have Josh Hanger taking first. We have Marcos I can never say his freaking middle name.
Vinicius.
Marcos Tinoco.
Yeah.
We had Murilo Santana taking third, and we had Mateus Diniz taking third as well. Dude, Hanger could be in Masters 2.
Yeah.
And Soku Tinoco.
Yeah.
Like, both of those guys are Masters 2 age, and they got first and second at this year at the World, at the Nogi Worlds.
Tinger had an amazing day. He just was on. He was just really on.
Dude, he finished Tinoco.
Yeah, he beat Deniz. I mean, that was impressive. I did not think that was going to happen.
No,
especially not with wrestling.
Deniz is a powerhouse.
Not to take anything from Hinger. I just thought he would be out-wrestled by somebody as powerful that moves really well like Deniz. But to see him go around, like he beat him by a couple points, too.
Yeah.
It was, like, decisive. It wasn't, like, an advantage or something like that.
No, it was like, a decisive,
it was decisive,
like
he beat him. He beat him that day.
Dude,
that
it's always crazy to see the guys in the jiu-jitsu that are a little over that master's mark, or like even a little more over the master's mark. Dude, look at and same thing with Santana, Murillo. He's over the master's mark too. Like, dude, this whole division is full of like old lions.
God damn, this is a master's division.
Yeah, but it's an adult. Good luck.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is a cool division. There's a lot of cool matches here. The Tinoco match versus Hinger in the finals was crazy, because Tinoco takes a kind of like not a weak shot, but leaves his neck out just a little bit, and Hanger's able to get him down and finish. I think he finishes a north south choke.
Yeah,
like a super deep north, just finishes him. It's like, god damn, to get a sub in the finals, because Nogi Worlds honestly historically has always been a really really slow event.
Yeah,
there's a lot of like, it doesn't have the same emphasis that ADCC has with the points in the wrestling, so that you get a lot more stally match. I remember last year, Josh and I covered this, and it was, you get a lot of really super stally matches.
Yeah.
And this year, I don't think it was as much, but it's always exciting to see a guy get a finish in the finals there.
I agree. It was, and even when it wasn't a finish, it was still like upbeat, people trying to pass. There wasn't really that much boring stuff that happened. Everything that you thought would be exciting was. It's so great when that happens. How many times have you seen like a grappling event come on, or a UFC card, and you think it's going to be the greatest thing ever, and it just falls flat? It's nice when things actually, you know, do what they're supposed to do.
In all honesty, like, the more I watch UFC and like grappling, the matches you don't think are going to be interesting are usually the ones that are just like, holy shit, that was good. Like, you see the undercard match? Like, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It's always those like sleeper matches, because and that guy's trying to make a name, but a guy you don't know as much about that just puts on a hell of a performance. I think that's why it's really fun when you see the big name guys that are able to compete at that level and to put on those performances, because they're just so rare.
Yeah, absolutely.
So moving on to the middleweights, we have giant bracket. We have four brackets in this one. First place, we got Hugo Marquez. Second place, we have Jamie Canuto. Third place, we have Dante Leon. And in third place, we have Manuel Hibamar. He's got like four other names that I'm not going to read. I know it was Manuel Hibamar. So
yeah, there's a lot of names in there.
Dude, this is a huge ass bracket.
That's a sentence.
Yeah. So where do you want to start for the middleweights here?
Start with the finals.
All right. So we had in the finals we had Hugo Marquez defeating Jamie Canuto by 2 points. This was a bit of a slower match, and eventually, this is where you and I were talking about scoring, was like, at one point, Hugo has the guillotine, and Canuto goes out of bounds, and you're like, okay, so he gets the win if he goes out of bounds with the sub. Like, now, for IBJJF, if you go out of bounds with a sub, you just get 2 points. And so he won a world championship off of that.
Yep.
So Hugo is now the middleweight champion for a guillotine out of bounds.
Nice.
So moving on to the lightweights in the finals, first place, we have Gianni Paolo Grippo getting it done, getting a world champion finally. We have Marcio Andre in second place. We have Rodrigo Ferretas in third place. And we have, the Brazilian names always fuck me up. Frederico Silva, my bad, in the other third place. So you want to talk about the finals match here, don't you?
Yeah, let's do it. Want to talk about the finals.
So we had Gianni Grippo versus Marcio Andre.
This was a super exciting match, especially right at the end. Grippo needed to get 2 points, I believe, and was just fighting for a sweep, but eventually got sort of to the back. I don't think he actually ever got his hooks in. He never got 4 points, but he hit the rear naked beforehand and got the choke before time ran out, ended up winning. Awesome to see him win with a sub.
Yeah, super. It was the transition sequence he takes it back is really cool. Like, he just gets there and he gets the neck, and you're like, he's not gonna fucking finish that. And then he's able to basically just like gut it out and finish. Holy shit, he got him.
He's really good at getting to the back.
Dude, his back,
like,
his
leg
back
drags 50-50. Just he, there's like, I always thought there's a new world under there, but he's amazing at that. Watch it. I thought 50-50 was always really boring until I watched, you know, Grippo go there, yeah, because he attacks from there.
We saw him on Grapplefest 3 recently, like, do the same thing. Like, just his back takes are really, really dynamic, and he's just able to kind of like roll over and just land like almost underneath you with you on his chest.
Yeah,
and his back takes are just fantastic. So it's cool to see him get a world title here, and again another sub.
Yep.
You don't see guys sub a ton at a world final level, so it's cool to see a sub in a finals bracket.
That was awesome. Right at the end, too. Usually in those moments when you see somebody chasing somebody else, it doesn't actually work out because somebody's hyper on the other side playing guard.
Yeah.
Or you need a takedown. They're being defensive.
Or someone's just going to defend to like exactly. The bitter end for the last second. So when you see a guy get a choke at like a world-class level, it's just – for me, it's really exciting because you know, damn, he is that good where he was able to get ahead of the guy from – either just a tiny, tiny mistake, because guys at that level don't typically make mistakes because that's how they got to that level.
Yeah, I was going to say, especially against Marcio Andre, just amazing. Like, he's a really good guy to do that too.
Yeah, so super exciting division. Go back and watch that. Especially go back and watch that final transition that gets his back and actually gets the choke in.
Oh, yeah.
So, onto the featherweights. This is another huge bracket. First place, we have Kennedy Maciel. We have second place, we have Gilson Neto. Third place, we have Ian Sanders. And fourth place, we have Pablo Duarte. Dude, Kennedy looked really fucking good. Again, another new black belt, Cabrini's kid, getting his first world title.
Yeah. Is this his first year at black belt, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's amazing. Just
There's a bunch of first-year guys. This is getting their first. Again, Nogi World is always a super weird event because it's like there's so many guys given the rules that they can take it because it's such a weird IBJJF kind of take on Nogi.
Yeah, agreed.
But it's cool to see a lot of those like top IBJJF brown belts placing and podiing them. What's the word for that? Getting on the podium.
Placing? I don't know.
Placing in their first year. I think it's podiing them or something like that.
I hope so.
It's not probably.
That's a cool word.
And in their first year of black belt. So he gets it done and gets a world championship.
Hell yeah.
Let's talk about his first round matchup.
Yes.
Versus who was it? Versus Mateus Gabriel.
Oh, yeah. Mateus Gabriel. So, unfortunately for Mateus Gabriel, he got put to sleep.
He got highlight reeled.
Yeah, he did. He was, like, playing with the feet a little bit. Kennedy took his back, ended up getting that rear naked choke in. Still on his chin. It was, like, pulling Gabriel's chin into his own neck. And then, kind of like somebody who just watched The Ring, his face is just, like, dropped. You ever seen The Ring?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. So that was him, dead on the mat for, pronounced legally dead for 3 seconds.
Dude, there was a bunch of, they called a bunch of medics over, and they were like, this is jiu-jitsu. The ref didn't do the thing that all refs do and lift his feet up, which I was happy. He was face down, because Kennedy gets off him, and the ref flips him over, makes sure he's good, and doesn't do the weird thing of like, let me lift his feet, like, thank God, IBJJF. If you get one thing right.
Yeah, doesn't that not do anything?
Doesn't do shit.
Yeah.
Doesn't do anything. Like, it does nothing. What you should do is you put them on the left side, because if you put them on the left side, death has a harder time getting in. I learned that in, like, when I took CPR training. Left side, death hard to get in. Right side, death easy to get in. So you put them on the left side, and, like, you wait for him to recover.
Nice. Which he did.
Yeah, which he did. So you want to talk about the finals match here, or you want to move on?
Let's talk about the finals match for a minute.
All right.
So one thing that was really cool, and I know it doesn't seem worth talking about, but it is. It was an ankle pick by Kennedy. So perfectly timed. Such a cool sweep to see that at anything at the right time, I feel like just looks amazing. And is just like a weak guard pull, stands up, you know, regular old ankle pick. It was just so perfect. It looked nice.
He won a world championship on an ankle pick.
Yeah, basically.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Got the guy down, get your two, and he defeats Gilson Nunes by a takedown.
Absolutely.
So let's move on. Unless you have anything else to add.
That's it.
Let's move on to the finals. We have Jirou Miao defeating Tomoyoshi Hashimoto via unanimous decision. Again, Miao gets another championship.
Yeah.
Gets another world. Yeah, no, I think he has world titles before.
Yes.
I should know that at this point.
So I
think he has a couple at least.
Yes. Like in Gi and Nogi, or you mean just in Nogi? I know he's won something.
He's won something.
Yeah.
If not multiple things. He's always a perennial top contender.
You're right.
Perennial
murderer.
I should know this. Yeah. I should look it up. I could look it up right now, but I'm not going to.
One of them won something.
One of them won a bunch and then was suspended. One of them has one tooth and one of them has more teeth and they're the same, but they're different weight classes. Dude, Miao has confused the shit out of me.
Yeah.
for some reason, I know Paulo's the one with the tooth. That's the only way I can distinguish the two meows is it just because they just confuse the ever loving shit out of me. Because it's like, oh, which meow is this? Okay. I don't know why.
Yeah.
So, Joao Meow wins, defeats Tomo Yoshi Hashimoto. They had a really good back and forth match. These guys meet all the freaking time.
Yeah.
I think they met at Worlds this year as well.
It's going to keep happening. Like, you just see the same people, especially if you're both committed to doing IBJJF. Of course, they step out of bounds every once in a while, but they focus on a lot of those events.
Oh, yeah, both those
you
guys.
See the same people all the time.
Yeah. So, again, because they knew each other, it became just like a kind of a back. I wouldn't say like a back and forth battle. It's a really like a heavy positional battle. And eventually, Meow gets the nod from the judges and wins the Worlds. In second place, we have Tomoyoshi Hashimoto. In third place, we have Hiago George Santos Silva. In third place, we have Kleber Fernandez. So, moving on to the Rooster Weights. I like the Rooster Weights. They're little guys from my own heart.
Yeah, I agree.
We had, a smaller division. We had some guys that couldn't make the weight, and we had some guys that didn't show up. So it ended up being a three-man division. We had Nobuhiro Sawada taking first place. We have Kleber. It's not Kleber. Give me that name.
Cicero?
Oh, Cicero. Okay. Pavia taking second place, and we had Christian Woodmansey taking third place. So, in the finals, we have Nobuhiro Sawada versus Kleber Cicero. All right, literally stopped the recording because I was fucking up his name so bad. Give me his name. God damn it, Ryan.
Galhinho.
Dude, I'm looking at his name, and I'm like, I know the guy. I know who he is. I just can't get his fucking name, Galhinho.
I can read it.
I looked
it
up on BJ Heroes. I was like, what is his name? Okay, that's his name.
Yeah.
So, back and forth, these guys, 6-6, and Sawada takes it. Again, a really small division, but it's good to see Sawada getting a world championship.
Yep.
So, do you got anything else you want to add to the match? Oh, we got to go to the open class next.
Yep, let's do it.
With the big boys, as Emil would put it.
Yeah.
Disparagingly.
Yeah.
Everyone and their brother registered for the open weight. It's got a bunch of brackets. First place, Gordon F. Ryan III. Second place, Yuri Samoz. Funny thing is, it's kind of weird that you have both guys in ultra heavy taking first two.
Yeah, go
Makes
figure.
It seem like it's easier if you're bigger.
Yeah.
Third place, we have Jackson Souza dos Santos. And fourth place, we have Thiago Silva.
Yeah.
Or sorry, second, third place.
Yep. You wanna talk about, did you feel there was controversy in the finals match?
No.
Gordon Ryan versus
Did you watch
Simeos?
The finals match?
Yeah.
It was a match.
Yeah. I mean,
it was slower.
Like the first
It was not as interesting as the first one.
The first one was obviously pretty decisive.
The first one was 11 unanswered points. The first one was super decisive for Ryan, and then they like had to go against each other immediately basically again.
Yeah.
In the open weight, and then it was a way different match, but it was a much more pushy match.
Yeah.
As how I'd put it, honestly, it was like there was a lot less action. It was a lot of just, it was just a much, much slower match. What did you think about it?
So here's kind of the I guess the, what the hell was I just calling it? The controversy.
Yeah.
What was going on was if they were saying, and they actually, Flow Grappling.
What was that word?
Flow Grappling interviewed Simeos. And Samoz and Kyotera at the end. Of course, they were still heated. He had just lost, and they were saying that like they were robbed, and he thought he should have got a advantage for almost passing Gordon Ryan's guard. If he got a advantage for his almost sweep, which Kyotera also mentioned that he didn't think should be a sweep, but I think it was. And the pass was really hard at the end to judge. It was one of those things where it was like, you can blame the ref, and you can go either way. If you like Samoz, you're going to go that way. If you like Gordon Ryan, you're going to pick that way.
Honestly, if any of those passing positions or any of those sweeping positions, it's like you're fighting for almost points.
Yeah.
You're fighting for, like, you almost did a thing. And there, in the rules, there are very defined criteria for, or fairly defined criteria for, like, what's a pass, what's not a pass, what's a pass attempt, what gets an advantage. But it's like you can't be super mad on either guy. If Ryan doesn't get it, Samoz gets it on that, it's like, if, like, you're fighting for almost points at the end, you're at the highest level. And Ryan talks about it, which is kind of honestly a big reason I like Ryan a lot, is, like, he talks about it. He goes, I feel like I didn't do well because I didn't submit everyone.
Yeah.
He's, like, he's a guy. I think that's why he's so fun to watch, because he's not playing for, like, he's not playing for the advantages. He's not trying to win on, like, a technicality. He's trying to, like, beat guys.
Yeah.
And everyone is trying to go in there and beat guys. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm trying to say. But when you're bitching about advantage points on any side. It's like, I get it. It's like, man, you're so close. Like, you didn't do the thing that gets you the actual points.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh yeah, I got a close toehold attempt. I got almost. It's like, you couldn't do the thing.
Yeah.
And at the highest level, don't get me wrong, it's really hard to do the thing.
Yeah.
So I get it, but it's always just, I don't know, this match was a little frustrating to watch.
Yeah.
It was really slow.
Yeah.
And then at the end, that we're bitching about or complaining about, like, who got an advantage for an almost point for what, it's kind of made, it just kind of soured me because the match was frustrating to watch for 10 minutes.
It was.
In the finals. Like, this was a world's final match in the absolute division, and it was like,
and I don't, like, and I don't agree with it being so like robbed. That's a interesting
no. You
word
don't,
to use.
You don't get robbed on an advantage.
Yeah.
Like, Keenan got robbed versus Gaudio in the Worlds this year. Like, that's a robbery. Like, there's other robberies I can point you to.
Yeah. Like, you can go to the rule book, go back to the match,
like,
and be like, hey.
A close split decision is not a robbery. A close decision, if it's not split, is not a robbery. Like, it's close. Like, oh, both guys did a lot. Like, hey, he might have had more passing. Do you score his passing more or this? Like, those aren't robberies. It's like when a dude spends 5 or 8 minutes of a 10-minute match on the back and the rest of the match is contested in a pushing match on the feet, the dude that's on the back for 5 or 8 minutes, like, takes that. If he doesn't win, that's a robbery.
Yeah.
Like, a robbery, we throw around robbery a ton in MMA and a ton in jiu-jitsu where it's like, oh, it's a robbery. It's like, no, it's a close match. It was maybe a controversial decision.
Mm-hmm.
It's like calling Craig Jones versus Keenan, like last week at Polaris, a robbery. It's like, no, it was a close decision that you can make an argument for either way.
Right.
And it's like it wasn't a robbery. Yeah. It was a close match. It sucks that Yuri doesn't get points he thinks he should get, or get an advantage he thinks he should get. It sucks Gordon got an advantage they don't think he should get. But it always frustrates me when you throw on the term, like, robbery.
Agreed.
It's like, it was close. He didn't get it. I wish we would have seen more from both guys, like in the first match, in the finals for the absolute.
Yep.
This is the second absolute match finals this year that's been weird.
Yeah.
We had the Buchecha and Low match for IBJJF, where it was a closeout because Low was injured, and Buchecha gives it to Low. That was weird. And we had this match, which was weird. It's just frustrating to see the open classes, like, always. We've had a full year of the open class, like, being weird at the black belt level in the finals.
Yep.
So it is what it is.
It is.
I'm a little frustrated by it. That doesn't come across on the recording.
Yeah. It happens.
You want to talk about the women now? Or you want anything else you want to add? Again, there's just so much to cover. We're crushing through a lot of this.
Yeah.
Just because it's, I want to say, it's probably 100 of hours of jiu-jitsu to watch. You had 12
if
matches running
watch
for
all
2
the
days
and all the weights.
Yeah.
And it's crazy when you start getting into it how much shit there actually is.
Yeah, Ryan came in and was like, there's a lot of shit here. I'm like, it's every year.
Yeah, I started trying to, like, pick matches, and even then I was like, do I do all the finals of everyone? That's still a lot.
It's still a ton. It's always honestly, in all seriousness, like, behind the curtain here, it's always really frustrating to cover these major events, which honestly why we brought the rest of the guys onto the team, like why we brought you, Emil, Matt into the team, is because we were trying to cover the Euros back in 2017, and we were like, we can't, or maybe it was Worlds, or it was a major event, and we were like, I can't, I don't know how I'm going to be able to tackle this. And it was the first year, and we tackled it okay, but that's why we have a big enough team, because it's really, really hard in a day and a half, really in like 20 to 30 hours,
which
when the finals happen, summarize everything, look, get all your resources together, and be able to, like, talk about these with any degree of, like, oh, I watched this and this is what happened.
Yeah, dude, 12 mats.
12 mats.
How do you do that?
It's hard. It's hard as shit. Welcome to the grappling ground, Ryan.
So another thing, Gordon Ryan's neck apparently was hurt, is what he suggested.
Oh,
why
I forgot
he didn't
about
wrestle.
That. I didn't even talk about that.
I wanted to only mention that because I think that would have made this a much more fun match, because Samos is way down to wrestle, and Gordon
and
basically...
His wrestling's looked good, too.
Yeah, and passing's hard. So sometimes sometimes it's definitely easier to take somebody down, I feel like, than pass. I mean, I think a lot of people may argue that, but... when you're thinking about, like, a last-minute thing that you have to do, if you only have a minute or two to do something, really hard to pass in that amount of time, maybe able to tackle somebody, grab a leg. Like, if you were fighting from the feet, not to say Gordon would have done that to put himself in a...
You mean you might be able to get an ankle pick?
Something like that.
World Championship off it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think if Gordon's neck had not been hurt, we would have seen a little more action out of him, but... Yeah. But it is what it is.
I wish, now that I just said that, I really wish that, because then he would have wrestled with Cyborg, and that probably would have been fun.
That would have been dope.
Yeah.
That's why he didn't wrestle with Cyborg.
Yeah.
Because he was like,
Cyborg was throwing people around.
Yeah, dude, but Cyborg's really good like that.
Yeah,
he's like,
is.
You know, Gordon is almost 20 years younger than him.
Yeah, wow.
That's crazy. So, Moving on to the anything else to add for the men?
Nope.
All right, moving on to the females. Let's start with the open class. We have Bea Mesquita taking first place. We have Jessica Flowers taking second place. We have Amanda Lowen taking third place. And we have Anna Nordano taking the other third place.
Bea Mesquita is good.
Yeah.
She's really good.
Really fucking good.
Yeah, she's really slick. Just watching like a few of her matches, she's really good.
Yeah, I forget what weight class she actually primarily competes at. She's a middleweight. She's not even like in the huge heavyweights for the women. Yeah. She's a middleweight. And again, the women's divisions are always really interesting because you get women that are smaller that can take the world titles based on just how good their technique is. And Bea is just a monster. So it's cool to see her get that. Let's go to the super heavy now.
Okay.
We got Jessica. We got, again, a division of three. We got Jessica D. Flowers taking first. We have Nivia Morena taking second. And we have Alejandra Gonzalez taking third.
That was nice. Yeah,
I'm getting better with the names. This week, I'm super. I've been sick as shit all week. Like Saturday, I would have not gone to work. I was so sick, and I had to compete. I was like, my body's wrecked, which is probably why I blew my ligaments out.
Maybe, yeah. So you probably your body was dehydrated.
Yeah, I cut about a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
To make the division.
Yeah. How much did you have to cut?
I had to get my fat ass down like 5 pounds total, but I accidentally cut 10. So I weighed in for a 150 division at 145.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm stupid.
Yeah.
We've established on the show.
Did you test your weight at any point during the day?
Yeah.
But
I was planning on going to I was planning on dieting down, just being less fat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did that and I was 145 and I went, well, I can eat a bunch and then I'm going to be fat and carry my extra weight. Or I can just be this weight. But I cut 9 pounds in a week. I dieted off 9 pounds, 7 or 9 pounds in a week. Mm. So, got me sick.
Yep, there you go.
Under the heavyweights for the women, we have Natalie DeJesus taking first. We have Maria Melisic taking second. And we have Andressa Correa taking third. Again, another division of three. In the medium heavyweight division, we have Luisa Morales taking first. We have Claudia Del Valle taking second. We have Amanda Lovin taking third. And we have Ana Maria Nordano taking third as well. In the middleweights, we have Bea Mesquita taking first. We have Anna Vieira taking second. We have Leonie Munslow taking third. And we have Sarah Kaufman taking third as well. In the lightweights, we have Catherine Perrette taking first. We have Tammy Musumeci taking second. We have Jenna Bishop taking third. And we have Michelle Nicolini taking third as well. This is a really exciting division. I need to go back and watch some of these matches.
You should watch the Musumeci versus Nicolini match. Nicolini was super spicy at the end. She was super angry. So she actually got submitted. And I don't know if she was just pissed that she got submitted or what happened. I think Musumeci's too nice. Was hugging her and wanted to be friends. And I think Nicolini's a competitor who just wants to
was angry and
hurt
upset
somebody.
At the world.
He's no, I want to beat you. I'm going to I'm not here to be friends. And she gets her with an arm bar as she was attacking the back. I don't know if she actually ever had her hooks in. Did an amazing job. I think she had her left hook in, came up with her right leg as her knee was sliding over her shoulder. Just amazing attack. Got the arm bar. Went to Nicolini was sitting down on her knees, just probably upset that she just lost. Musumeci came up and hugged her again. I think she was one more fucking hug.
I'm gonna get that hug.
So anyway, raised Musumeci's hand. She walked over, I think, to do another handshake hug. She shoved her arm a little bit. She was none of that shit. We've already hugged 3 times.
Yeah. I don't.
One's my limit.
I personally don't like when guys, when you get your ass beat or something, or I get subbed and then a guy raised your hand. He was no, man.
It's
didn't
so
win.
Easy to be nice in that time, isn't it? When you're oh, good job, buddy. And
yeah,
you're fuck you.
No,
I just
man.
Lost.
It's I just got subbed, badly.
Yeah.
But it's you just took my arm and because I made a mistake. I made a stupid mistake. Yeah. And I've had to do that to me before.
Yeah.
And I'm just don't fucking touch me. Be respectful. Shake my hand thank you for the
say
match.
Good job.
And then shake
it.
My coach's hand.
Yeah.
And then go about your day.
Yeah.
There's no need. I don't, don't raise my hand as well.
Yeah.
I didn't win.
Everyone
just watched me get subbed.
Yeah.
Just my feeling on it.
They're thank you for this moment that you gave me. It's fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck your moment.
But really, it's I had a guy do that.
Hope you lose your medal.
I had a guy do
piece
that at
shit.
Good Fight Worlds. And again, another finals match I was really sick for.
Yeah.
And I had 90 minutes of match time. And it was the second division. It was the finals. And we went, and immediately, as soon as the match started, I went to I went to pull my arm out of something. And my calves cramped, my thighs cramped, both arms cramped, and he just got the arm. because I was so dehydrated because I've been competing like every other week for like a month.
I remember that.
Yeah, and I was like super sick, and it was a rough day.
Yeah, you competed a ton as a blue belt.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun. Yeah. But I like raised my hand. I was like, man, I don't like. I'm like fucked up. I'm cramping. Like I'm injured. I got headbutted in like 4 matches ago. Like 2 hours ago, my eyes swelling shut. Like I'm having a rough day.
Yeah.
Like I don't want my hand raised at the end of this.
Yeah. Fuck that
I'm
guy.
I'm done.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. So. So that's the lightweight division.
I hope he quit jiu-jitsu and doesn't do it anymore.
Moving on to the featherweight division. He also didn't do the gi division. That was just no gi.
Oh, okay.
So moving on to the featherweight division, we have Fionn Davies taking first place. First world champion from the Britain or UK, I think.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And then I was hoping for some feedback there because I know what she's the first world champion.
Oh, yeah.
Champion.
No, I don't know shit.
Goddamn, Ryan.
I'm not here for facts. I'm just gonna read from screens as well.
God damn. Second match we had Amanda Moreno, Nogueira. Third match we had Heather Rafferty. Third place. Dude, I'm super sick.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
Yeah.
I want to go home.
Neither of us are doing a good job. Why are we here?
Dude, this is the worst show we've ever done. Hands down, this is the worst show we've ever done.
And I just want to explain to the people how fucking disorganized it is.
Yeah, Ryan, you're a little frustrated having to watch like 4 matches at the same time on like 2 different screens and trying to keep everything straight?
Dude, 12 mats.
12.
There's 12 mats.
Yeah.
How are you supposed
to I have 3 screens.
Enjoy that shit.
What do I do is I pull up the brackets on one screen.
Yeah.
Okay. I pull up Smooth Comp on another screen.
Okay.
I then pull up Flow on Flow Zone. And I look at the matches I think are going to be the most interesting matches, and then any finals matches, and I pull up and I toggle between all of the mats as fast as I can. Between the matches, like, oh, there's 4 mats I'm going to watch? Cool. I'm going to toggle here, toggle here, toggle here, toggle here. And that's how I do it.
Nice.
And it drives me insane, and after a day of that, I feel like I'm going to die. And so my notes are garbage. World events are really fucking hard to cover, which is why we brought the rest of you guys on.
Yeah.
And everyone was busy this week because it's the holidays and Christmas. Thanks, IBJJF, for having a major event on Christmas.
And like,
I was like,
weekend. I'll do it, sort of.
Yeah. No, you do. I appreciate you. You're coming. You're doing a good-ass job. We're here.
We are here.
But holy fuck, dude. Being sick for 2 weeks and then Thanksgiving is turned into this with me blowing my knee out trying to watch Worlds. I'm like, this has been a clusterfuck this week.
Hit the tape.
So we will be back next week for it. But the show's not over yet. We're still going to keep going. This is just like the breakdown in the middle of the show that I am having right now.
Yeah. The shit is difficult.
God damn.
I'm just clicking
really
through.
Fucking hard.
Like, hey, I recognize that guy. I'm going to watch this match. Because every time I go check like Smooth Comp or something like that, I'm afraid I'm going to miss a match of somebody I enjoy.
That's why you need like 3 screens.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the only way I've been able to do it is you have 3 screens
up. I need more laptops. I need 12. I need 12 laptops around me in a circle so I can just spin in a spinny chair and watch everybody I enjoy. And I'll just stop at the right time. Like a clock.
Yeah. It's fucking hard as shit.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're done.
Anyway.
So, featherweights for the women. Fionn Davies taking first place. We have Amanda Nogueira taking second place. We have Heather Rafferty taking third place. And we have Jessica Dos Santos taking third place, taking other third place. In the light featherweight division, we have Mayasa Bastos taking first place. We have Patty Fontes taking second place. We have Sofia Amarante taking third place. And we have... Just give me the name.
Miriam Cardoso Sequeller.
Sequeller. Taking the second, the other third place.
Yeah, it's bright on there. That screen is shiny.
Yeah.
It's hard to see diagonally.
Yeah. So that's the Worlds. That's 2018 Worlds. It was a thing that we watched. Nogi Worlds. It was a thing that we watched.
Yeah.
It was a thing we tried to break down.
Yeah.
If this is your first time listening to the show, this is not a representation of the normal show.
Really sorry.
This is... God damn.
Go back to a few other shows. They're all really great. I actually listened to the past 2 episodes again while I was like riding around in my car. Rather than picking up like music or something, I'm just like, oh, I'm gonna listen to that again. I like enjoyed that show. That was I really liked the show with Josh and Emil on it.
Yeah, that was a fun show.
Was that last week, 2 weeks ago?
That was, I think, 2 weeks ago. Okay, we had to cut it together because Josh did half the recording because he was like, well, she got your black belt. You were a big part of the show when you had a little more time in your life.
Yeah.
So come back on. He's like, yeah. Talking about his black belt.
Now
and
he's
then,
just out
and
making
then
noodles,
Josh is like, I got to go.
A damn thing.
And then Emil was like, I'll help you with the rest of the show I've been doing. And it's like, yeah. So we got Emil on. And
that's nice.
It's been good. So
if I had one less child, I would be able to, I'd be here more.
Brian, you have one child.
Yep.
You had one less child.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. So yeah. So that was the event. Next week we have the 2018 World, the 2018 like recap show. And it should be a lot of fun. There's a lot of really fun matches. It's not going to be like the top matches of 2018. It's going to be the matches we enjoyed the most.
Yeah.
Like what we thought, if you're going to go back and watch like 10 matches, what do you want to go see? Like what do you want to watch again in 2018? Not like necessarily like the best matches, but like I'll see that again matches.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I like how that's organized because it could be arguable about just putting two big names together, but then it's boring as hell.
There's a bunch of like big names. We had like Muhammad Ali versus Rodolfo Vieira. We had like there's so many big names, and it's like certain ones definitely belong in that list, and certain ones are like we have in the last 7 months, I have a list of like 100+ events on our calendar that we've like recapped on this show.
Yeah.
Like you can't pick one match out of, and some of these events like Fight to Win has like 35 matches every card, and they've run 50 or so, or like 40 something events in the last, like something around there, 40 events in the last year. So it's like, cool, I've got to pick one match out of every four Fight to Wins if we just did Fight to Win.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, yeah.
That's on it or any tournament has a bunch of matches. So, yeah, there's so many matches that we've covered on the show in the last year. We're going to pick the 10 that we want to talk about again, basically, and that we really enjoyed.
I'd probably just re-talk about, like, that quintet.
Yeah, it might be on there.
Yeah.
Don't spoil. Ryan, you also have to put your submission, Jen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, you haven't given me your list yet.
I'm just going to copy and paste when we talked about quintet and send it in.
All right, Ryan's 10 matches from quintet. Ryan, there were only 8 matches on quintet. The 10 matches from quintet.
Fuck.
So good, you got to put it in twice. So, So what else you got going on? When are you competing next?
I don't know. I thought about doing the same one you were doing, Grappling Industries.
Yeah,
because
you should do that.
It's like an hour away.
Yeah.
And that's the reason I was looking at it.
What weight class are you?
For that, I don't know.
I think it's every 5 pounds. It's by the five. So it's 35, 45, 55.
Okay.
What would you be?
I guess I'd be 45.
Oh, bitch, I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
Even though I literally brought you in this camp to like help me work De La Riva defense.
Yeah. So, I'll work De La Riva offense if I can. Can you toe hold and shit in this?
Oh yeah, baby.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I can knee bar and toe hold and grappling and cheese. So a week before Naga happened.
Yeah.
I thought that I could knee bar and toe hold in the gi in Naga.
Yeah.
And then my coach was like, no, you can't do that shit in Naga.
Yeah.
And I went, but Naga, you can stab someone and it's cool.
Yeah.
In no-gi.
Yeah.
In gi, it's like pretty much IBJJF rules.
Yeah. You can stab him with a rusty knife.
Yeah. And so I realized my entire defense to De La Riva.
After Naga.
My entire defense to De La Riva was I'm going to step over a knee bar or toe hold.
Yeah.
And then I realized I couldn't do that. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to bring Ryan in
so
I can work legit De La Riva defenses.
Yeah,
and you were super helpful that day.
Good. I'm glad.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you making the drive up and then training with my ass.
Sure.
As I was trying to cut weight.
I was going to say, you remember that shit I was saying about Gordon Ryan really, really knowing the rules?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's important.
Know your rule set. Read your rules.
Yeah.
I was reading after my coach said that, I was like, I got to read the rules. So I went through, I downloaded the entire Naga PDF, which is like 110 pages. And like, I only needed about 6 pages of that for my divisions. And I read through, I was like, oh no, shit, you really can't toe
just
hold or
down,
a knee bar.
Like, knee bars. Shit.
Dude, Grappling Industries, go for it.
Yeah.
I have a knee bar win in the gi in Grappling Industries.
Nice.
A purple belt.
Sweet.
So it's good. So you can toe hold, you can knee bar. It's like, you can't reap, I don't think, in the gi in Grappling Industries. But they won a fun event. It's a round robin usually. This isn't a sub-only one for them, so this is like a standard like points tournament. It's a lot of fun. I like their events a lot. Naga was running about 3 hours behind, so Grappling Industries typically doesn't.
And you're already going at like, well, at least when I was looking at what would have gone, would have been like 5 o'clock. So did you go at like 8?
No, I blew my knee out about like 5:30, I think.
Oh, so it was kind of on time then?
It like caught up.
Okay.
But I'm also in expert divisions. So it... Like my division.
What was your no-gi versus your gi? How far apart were they?
Super quick, actually.
Oh,
probably
nice.
Like 30, 40 minutes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was like kind of like it caught up all of a sudden out of nowhere. And then I blew my knee out and left the event.
That sucks. I did a Naga in Philly one time, and I think the separation was like 3 hours.
That's the first Naga I've done in 5 years.
Okay.
I did a Naga like way back in Connecticut, back when I was still living in Maine.
Yeah.
And we drove down. My coach cut like 18 pounds in like 3 days to make weight and competed against a Marcelo black belt.
Nice.
And then I was like, this is a jiu-jitsu tournament. It was like the first tournament I ever did. And then this is the second Naga I've ever done. And I was like, that was fun. I didn't get to win a fucking belt, though. I'm super upset.
Yeah, I've always wanted a sword, and then I found out you had to be a teenager to get one.
Oh, you can buy one.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I have a sword.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's weird.
I did it, man.
Well,
I'm weird, though.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is. I got first place, and I was like, I'm told I can buy a sword now.
I don't think the teenagers should get swords.
Dude, they're shitty swords. It's like a dull sword. Yeah, I have a video of me kind of warm on half with it, though.
I guess I just want one really bad.
Dude, it's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
It was great. It says first place, Connecticut, Hartford.
New Breed had a pretty heavy belt.
Yeah, you have one of those belts.
That shit is made out of like, that's got to be like 5 pounds. It's a ridiculous belt.
Dude, it's a heavy ass belt. The Naga belts aren't as heavy.
How that promotion makes a profit off those heavy ass belts.
Dude, those belts are like solid.
Yeah.
And I want one super bad.
I could probably kill somebody faster with a new breed belt than I could with a Naga sword.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm hoping that my knee heals up because I'm registered for that too.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Can you get your money back? Or
I assume. Yeah.
You can get your money back. I read this. As long as I was looking at one like a couple months ago. If you do it before, I think, like, the registration ends, like the pre-registration or something
okay.
like that.
Yeah. Ideally, like, honestly, this time blowing my knee out does not feel as bad.
Good.
So it's like, I mean, as I stand
just
here.
Extra careful.
As I stand here in a full metal hinged brace.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel as bad, so hopefully it'll be healed enough to, like, do that, which is stupid, and I shouldn't do it, but it is a month away, so it's like, I have a month to, like, decide. Really, I have, like, 2.5 weeks to decide, like, is it, like, a scary injury, or is it, like, is it injured?
Yeah.
Because it, like, hurts today, but it never swelled up. It didn't swell up, so it's, like, it's not, probably not torn.
Yeah.
I'll do the right thing, get the fucking MRI this week, as opposed to waiting 3 months like I did last time.
Yeah.
And
it's a good idea.
And then it's like, okay, it's sprained again. Like, let's rehab it. Let's do a bunch of, like, auxiliary exercises. And let's actually, like, maintain my body a little more because obviously I'm not doing that. As this is the second knee injury I've had in less than 6 months.
Yeah.
The same exact knee injury.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
I do got to be careful.
Yeah. Got to calm down.
I mean.
It's an intense X guard.
Dude, I lifted this shit and I popped my own knee.
I saw
My X guard's so good, I blew my own knee out in
it. When it clicked, did you roll really hard for like a single and then you're like, nah, I got to stop this?
Oh, no, I rolled over to get out of the X guard.
Oh, okay.
Because I knew immediately. Because I lifted him up and then I heard the knee go crunch, crunch.
Yeah.
And I went, whoop, I know what happened there.
You just got out of it so fast. Yeah. I was like, that's where it happened.
The video is immediate. Because in the gi, you can't. Luckily, last time I blew it was in no gi. So in the video in no gi, you can watch my leg just snap back into place.
Ew.
And it looks super creepy. In this one, I'm lucky enough that it's in the gi. So you can't see my knee go.
Yeah.
Like it what did in the last video. But now I have two videos of me popping my own knees.
Yeah.
In
an offensive move.
An offensive move.
Yeah.
Not even like defensive, like I got heel hooked.
Yeah,
like
I waited too long to tap.
Like I popped my own knee twice now in a year because I'm stupid.
Yeah, well.
So you live and learn.
Wait, look at the other guy though.
Yeah, he was fine. He advanced.
He was fine.
He advanced. He had an injury. So
you swept him once, didn't you?
Something like 3 times. Okay. Never got points. I didn't come up, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about that.
Knocked him down.
I did knock him down.
Yeah.
So
you knocked him down hard as shit.
I did too.
Yeah.
This guy's so strong in that division.
Yeah.
So I got nothing else. That's been Nogi Worlds this week. We will come back with a more put together show than next week. I've just been super fucking sick. And in reality, that's really why this is so piecemeal.
Dude, 12 mats.
I want to get you a shirt that just says, the Grappling Rerun, 12 mats.
12 mats.
That's just a little emoji middle finger.
While we're talking about this, I'm sitting here thinking, how do we organize this next time? Do we divvy it up with days? Because then somebody's going to miss out on some cool shit. You know, when somebody's like, hey, you got all the blues and the purples. But still.
It's honestly, it's
days,
a discussion.
Is it
because
weights?
This is a problem we have for every major event. We have a problem for Brasileiros, for Gi Worlds, for Nogi Worlds, for Euros, which is coming up in like a month.
Yeah.
That's like right around the corner.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to, you know, do it. If anyone has suggestions, aside from like one guy suggested, just quit your job and just do this full time. I was like, I would love to do that. That would be great. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
I was like, and then I have a mortgage and I'm like, oh, right. Yeah, I gotta pay.
Has a real idea.
I gotta pay my house. So,
good idea.
Yeah. If anyone has an idea of how we can get 5 guys to fully be able to watch what is probably 20 hours of jiu-jitsu in about 20 hours, let us know.
Yeah.
Get at us.
Yeah. I would like to know that. For organizational purposes, if you have any goddamn ideas, that would really help.
Yep.
Yeah.
So on that note, unless you got anything else, Ryan?
I got nothing else.
Or you want to bitch more?
No, I think we got it all out there.
We did not get all of it out.
No, that's
I paused
true.
The recording once and just yelled at Ryan.
Yeah.
Not like at him, just like towards him like, fuck, this was hard this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just frustrated about the knee. I'm frustrated about Worlds.
Yeah.
The stream buffered a little
bit.
I
am fluffered.
Fluffered.
Flustered. Fuck.
So on that note, I am Maine.
I'm Ryan.
And we are the Grappling Rewind. We will see you on the mats. If you like the show, please consider sharing it on Facebook with the folks at your gym. It's the best way that we grow the show, and we really appreciate it. You can reach out to us on email.
We also have Instagram. We have Facebook. We have Twitter. We have Google Plus.
Until that shuts down.
We have a website.
If you have an event you would like to have us cover, please let us know. If you have a name, like most people do, and you'd like to have us stop butchering it,
let us know.
Reach out to us. The show is also available on YouTube, Spotify, in addition to iTunes and every other podcast service. We very much appreciate your time, and thank you.